When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. It's 12:02. Top story, hit you with the crown here. Now, the top story is an interesting one because it's less tangible. It's not like, well, this happened and I feel this way. It's more about a mindset, and it's more about the psychology of being a sports fan. And if you think about the way we're conditioned, it is very hard to separate oneself from things that they've been saying for a long time. You know? You start to see that in politics, both ways, right? Where maybe some people who are married to one thing, you know, for years, you know, they just staunchly stood by it, and maybe based on some of the circumstances, both ways, you know, maybe starting to espouse something a little different. Maybe. I think that applies to these Yankees, at least for me. You know, it takes a while to recondition the mind because for years I've been ranting and raving about the poorly constructed roster that Brian, in certain spots, that Brian Cashman's put together. I've taken great issue with that. You know, I've been banging away Torres and his lack of effort and, you know, trades, whether it's Montas or Efros and, you know, Efros, whatever, guys getting hurt. Not having a first baseman, really, not having a lot of lefty thumps, which is what the Yankees, young thumpers, which is what the Yankees always have, at least when they're really good, historically. So I've been complaining a lot about these New York Yankees, and I've been right, because they haven't won anything, and they haven't really been particularly close for a little bit. And don't say, oh, they were a series away from getting to the World Series in 2022. Team got mopped, got slapped, and they absolutely could have, and on some level should have, lost to the Guardians. Anyway, the point being, the prior series, the point is this. While I have said what I have said, and I have meant what I have said, what I now see with these Yankees is that they can win the World Series. And it's not just because they won 2 out of 3 against Toronto. It has nothing to do with that. It's that they are built in a more whole, a more dynamic, and a more diverse way than they have been for quite some time. And that's one aspect. And here's the other aspect. Who's going to beat them? Like, who's better? You know, years past, we sit here and we say, oh, this team, the Dodgers out west, they're an unapproachable powerhouse. Are they really? Or, you know, when the Red Sox were rolling, huh? Red Sox had the Yankees number. I don't know. It's not a good matchup. Okay. Or even Tampa, huh? Tampa's pesky, you know, last couple of years. I don't know if they can get by Tampa. And it's a couple times they didn't. But anybody saying that now? Baltimore, yeah, I know they're good, and I know that they're struggling right now. Or they have, you know, struggled a little bit. But don't tell me that they're unapproachable, because they've won nothing as a group. Much like this Yankees team, to be fair. So everybody's on even footing, in my opinion. Phillies are hemorrhaging. Braves aren't that good, or as good as I thought they'd be. Guardians have a lot of wins. Nobody's afraid of them. The Astros, okay, yeah. So let's latch on to, oh, the Yankees can't beat the Astros. Yeah, it's not the same team. So I think the Yankees have the pieces, and I think the landscape of baseball is favorable or as favorable or more favorable, really, to the Yankees as it's been in a couple of years. It's go time. Yanks can win. You just have to allow your mind to be reconditioned because we've been complaining for so long, and rightfully so. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Also, you know, that college football thing. I know you guys want to jump in on that. I don't know anybody. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't know how you watch college football. I would never say that because it's sports better than watching other stuff. You could bet on it. I get it. That keeps interest going. But I mean, to me, I have zero interest. I don't care who wins the championship. I don't know who's going to win the championship. It's unrecognizable, and it will never, ever be remotely interesting like it was to me at one point. Just not. All right, let's get back to you guys here. It's out of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By the way, Sal is off today. Sal is off tomorrow. So I'm solo today, solo tomorrow. Then I'm off the rest of the week. And then me and Sal are back together for a couple of weeks. And then we're both off the week leading up to Labor Day. And then it's football time. And we're here every day as, like, yeah, everybody will on the fan. All the day parts. All right. Let's get to get Mario Long Beach, BT and Sal. What's up, Mario?
What's going on, BT? Nice show.
Thank you, man. What's going on?
A couple of things on the Yankees. Earlier you had a caller that said that the Yankees not making the playoffs. Do you know what the line is? 99.7% chance of making the playoffs.
Yes.
It's virtually impossible for them to not make the playoffs.
Oh, who's even worried about that?
I know. I mean, 99.7.
Yeah, I'll tack on. By the way, I'll spare them the suspense and I'll tack on the 0.3 of a point extra. I'm going to make it 100%.
Exactly.
In. Yeah.
And another ridiculous thing is moving a Soto behind Judge.
Yep.
You would never do that because the reason why Judge has 103 RBIs is because Soto's on before him.
It's a big part
of it.
He's
got at least 20 more RBIs.
No doubt. Like Ricky with Mattingly back in the day. No, obviously Soto's not a speedster like Ricky, but yeah, there's definitely a correlation. There's no question.
But I'll tell you real quick what I think would make them a dynasty. If they got somebody like Vladdy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they move him behind Judge. Then mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Oh man,
Vladdy. I trade Rice. I trade Verdugo, and I trade Spencer Jones.
Well, Verdugo, but Verdugo's useless, but only because his contract is up. So Toronto wouldn't want him. The trade deadline's over. I get your point, though. There was a little flicker of maybe the Yankees kick the tire with Vlad. I've been all for it. Yankee killer, beast of a bat. They perfect, young. I wouldn't mess around. And there's no way the Yankees will do that this year with the Soto and Judge 2-3 dynamic. But me and Sal were talking about this on Friday. And next year is next year, so I don't want to get too deep into next year. But I got to tell you, like, if Volpe finishes the year strong and looks like he's going to, starting to run a little bit more, starting to hit some bombs, good approach, the base it up the middle line drive. Like, he looks so much better, all right? I mean, how do the Yankees next year, provided they retain Soto, and much to the chagrin of my boy Sal, they will. Jazz 1, Volpe 2, Soto 3, Judge 4. I mean, I know that it defies modern baseball. Got to bet him second, got to bet him third. Jazz, Volpe, Soto, Judge, Wells, or Dominguez. I mean, that is, now we're talking. 888-808-1019. Timmy's in Indian Hills on the fan with BT and Sal. What's up, Tim?
Hey, BT. Great show today.
Thank you, man. What's going on?
I think that our biggest problem with not having an interest in college football, especially in this area, is because we don't really have a team.
That's not true.
There's really nothing in the tri-state area.
No, that's, I shouldn't say that's not true. That is true, and that certainly was true when I was growing up, which is why college football was lower on my list of priority, and I didn't really get excited about it until I moved around the country when I was working my way up in the business. But I'm talking about just the game, like the circumstances of the what team is in what conference, what coach is going to leave to take another $30 million here. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, and the thing that I think with the NIL, what they have to do is they have to tie that to the kid playing the entire season. And I think with the extended playoffs, that the bowl game is going to be more important at that time. So I think they're all going to want to play, or at least in the top 16 or 8 teams.
Yeah.
But I think they have to tie that NIL money to them playing in the bowl game as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And listen, I would say that the NCAA would figure it out, but the NCAA is as dumb an entity as you could possibly be. They are pathetic, the NCAA. I can't stand them. Honestly, no respect for them at all. But yeah, you'd get a few more fan bases that would be engaged in a few more competitive games, which would be great, but you'd still have 50 meaningless bowls. I mean, I remember when bowl season, it's not just to harken back to the past, but remember when bowl season was, it mattered. Oh, wow, there's a bowl game on. Awesome. Now they got the Bahamas Bowl with 700 people there. And I don't know, Middle Tennessee State playing the Appalachian State. Why the hell would I watch this? I'm not. Let me get Mark in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hey.
Okay, I've heard for the past 6 months how awful Cashman is and what a great job Stearns has done. I look at it totally the other way around as a Mets fan. I think Cashman did a great job getting Soto and Chisholm while Stearns slept through the before the season and during the trade deadline, doing absolutely nothing but bringing in mediocre after mediocre ball player who are useless. Translation, they brought in Brazapan or whatever the pitcher's name is to get shellacked. They brought in notables like Harrison Bader and Joey Wendell and lots of trash. The guys who are holding up.
Bader's not trash. He's not.
Never crack
Hold on a second. Right. Brian Cashman had him too, and he, by the way, he was the best Yankee in the playoffs a couple of years ago. So, and I'll let you finish, Mark. But so you're praising Cashman, you're crushing Stearns, and I know it's not just about Bader, but Cashman had a player that you're crushing Stearns for having. You just praise Cashman.
All right, Cashman makes mistakes, but he what he does is he tries to rectify them.
Yeah, but Stearns hasn't made any mistakes yet. He just got here.
He's made a lot of mistakes, BT.
Such as
bringing in a lot of mediocre players.
Mark, I think you and I fundamentally disagree. I think, and I remember saying that, and Mark, thanks for the call. And listen, I love the passion, and I get the fact that you think that the Mets should have done more. Hell, Sal thought that they should have done more. Go for it. I get that, too. I respect it. You want to go for it. But fundamentally, my approach with these Mets, when Stearns came here, is that you've got to let him evaluate what he has. Before you start, you know, mixing and matching and swinging for the fences, you got to see what's in your own backyard. You got to stabilize the farm system a little bit, which they're starting to do. So, no, it wasn't a home run of a deadline by Stearns. I actually thought, but Sal and I gave him grades. I think I gave him, B- or something like that? I think he's handled the Alonso situation very well, you know. They're not cracking. They're handling this from an emotionless point of view, which will give them a chance to make the best, most prudent business decision for them. I got news for you. In the Mets Alonso stare down, who do you think's winning? Now, who's winning the stare down? Is it Pete or is it the Mets? It's the Mets. So you brought in Severino. He's been good. Brought in Manaea. He's been fine. You know, he made some trades, restocked the cupboards a little bit with the aging pitchers because the farm system was trash. They did that as well. You know, I'm not saying he's a Hall of Fame executive with the Mets yet, but I think he's off to a decent start. I have no problem with Stearns. I don't. My problem will be if Mr. Cohen is unable to land some big fish this offseason. You know, some refer to him as the king. Sure you've heard that moniker a little bit, you know?
He said no more this year.
What do you mean he said no more, Sal, when I was off?
No.
Yeah. Listen, Sal came to his senses with that. I mean, how many times are you going to prop somebody up as a king and not do anything? But this is the year. This has to be the winter. Because Cohen and Stearns in the evaluation for both very different. They're not tied together just because they're both, you know, with the Mets. Cohen's been here 4.5 years. Not a ton. Stearns has been here a minute. And I think he's going to be terrific. I do. But I do not think the Mets will make the playoffs this year. I've said that. Let me get Ray's in Waterbury, Connecticut. BT and Sal, what's going on, Ray?
Hi, BT. Good show as usual. BT.
Thanks, Ray. Thank you.
I was worried about this road trip.
Yeah. Ray, come on, where you at? I'm trying to give you a chance here. Give you 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
Ray, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you got it,
buddy. Nice. There you go.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. I called the other day worrying about this road trip. I just hope they recover. They need to win today, BT, you know, because they got the other two teams are red hot,
you know.
They can't afford to come back below 500. And otherwise, you're absolutely right. They won't make the playoffs. They have to survive this road trip.
They do. They do. That's why me and Sal were talking about this on Friday. Thanks for the call. This is, I mean, again, it's a little much to say this is the season. It's August. When is August? August what? God, I never know what date it is. I went from never not knowing what the date is to never knowing what the date is. Isn't that crazy? I mean, think about that. I don't think I'm alone with that either. Like, I don't feel the need to look. Why would I? I mean, unless it's, you know, an anniversary or a special occasion. I think I never know the date. Mm-hmm. Hoff, I think I threw out a read by accident, buddy. I just noticed that. Or are you doing that?
Don't worry. I got it here.
You got it.
I'll read it for you.
Hoff on the spot.
I was supposed to read that before, and you read it instead.
Hey, you know, can we bring Ant in here for a sec?
Tony, you're being summoned.
Ant, come here, buddy. Come here. Come on in. Come in studio, Ant. Come here, buddy. Come here. I love this kid. I saw a beautiful picture over the week. This is Hoff's son, by the way. Still 6 years old, right, Hoff? Still six? Oh, that door's heavy. And come over here. Why don't you sit where Uncle Sal usually sits? Sit over here, buddy. Let's pop the mic open for him. I'm going to get you on the air here. How you doing, Ant? Is the mic... Ant, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good.
Okay, is the mic... It's on, right? Okay. Nice and loud. Let's... You sit down. Make yourself at home. Yeah, your dad never shuts up, and now we got to get you to talk here. We got to wind them up. How you doing, pal? Here, get right into the microphone. Put that microphone right in front of your mouth. So, Ant, yeah, you go, Hoff. I heard that Ant, this is the first of many. I want to ask you something about the Yankees and the Mets in a minute, and we're going to get to that. But I heard that you did something this weekend that only happens once in every young baseball player's life. You know what I heard? Do you know?
A double play?
Yeah, I heard that Ant got his first double play as a fielder. How did that feel, buddy?
Good.
Yeah. And you said you were playing third base and it was a pop-up? Is that how it went down?
Yeah, a big pop-up.
A high? It was high?
Way high.
Really? Do you like pop-ups? Because A-Rod used to hate pop-ups. Do you like pop-ups?
No.
I love pop-ups. Pop-ups were fun. All right, so let's get to the bottom of something here, Ant. Yeah, young Anthony Hoffman with us here on the fan. BT and Ant. I know Hoff wants his name in the marquee. His son gets his name in the marquee. BT and Ant on the fan. Your dad, it comes up sometimes, but are you a, I'm going to just ask you, your dad's a devout Mets fan, or once and all for the record here, are you a Yankee fan or are you a Mets fan?
Yankee.
Atta boy. Now, Ant, why are you a Yankee fan? Which, by the way, look at me, son. Very, very, very smart decision on your part. That'll reward you for the rest of your life. Why Yankees, not Mets? It's not just because of Jazz Chisholm, who I know you fell in love with a couple of weeks ago. Is it the uniform? Is it the pinstripes? Is it the fact
it's nice.
Yeah, right. Best unis in baseball. Is it that they have the best history? In all of all the baseball, it's a big part of it too.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, now it's not that you want to go against your dad, though. I hope that that's like you're not a Yankee fan because your dad loves the Mets. That's not the case, is it?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Is there anything else that you would like to bring up on the air here, young Anthony? Anything you want?
I don't know.
You sure?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my first game, I did a diving play.
Oh, here we go. Now we start getting more recounts here. Double plays. Yeah, now he's going to start bragging. I get it. A diving play. Were you playing third base again?
Yeah.
And it was a ground ball, and you dove, and did you throw to first base? Did you step on third for the force?
No, a diving play.
I know. It was a ground ball. You dove, and you caught it? Oh, no, pop fly?
It was high, close to the pitcher.
Oh.
And then I'm running, and then I die.
See, that's what you need to do. Whoever was playing shortstop, you don't wait for him to make the play. You say, listen, you're not moving. You're slow.
And I caught it, too.
I'm going to get the ball, even though I'm playing. That is awesome, man. Well, listen, pal. You keep playing ball. You keep rooting for the right team in town, which, of course, as we know, is the Yankees.
Yeah.
And how do we like school, by the way? Do you like school?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you better, because I know your mom's involved in education. So, no school, no baseball. Remember that, buddy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else? You good?
I'm good.
All right, Ant. Thanks for coming in, pal. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you, buddy. More interesting than Sal.
I'm gonna have to crush him when he gets home. By the way,
why? It's nothing that you haven't said on the air.
No, just because he still is a Yankee fan, though. I'm furious still. Like he won't change no matter what. I've tried so many times.
Well, no, I know that you've tried, but you've also, you bought him the big Yankee medallion. Like, you confused. Like, you tried.
I got him a Pete Alonso jersey.
Yeah, you did.
He still does. Well, because here's the thing is he likes players. He likes Jazz Chisholm, like you said.
Yeah.
Was turning into like a Marlins fan for a half a second. And then the Yankees going to pick him up. I know.
Everything's aligned against you, though. You're just not going to win this. He's not going to be a Mets fan. That's it. You're not going to win the battle. It's over.
Wait till they win a championship before the Yankees do. He'll change.
Yeah, okay, all right, here we go.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz as we've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bombers take on the Texas Rangers at the stadium coming up on Sunday, August 11th. Right now, we'll do call the number 10, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. And it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the suddenly sizzling New York Yankees. The box office blitz and the fan. And make sure you guys tune in again tomorrow, same time, BT and Sal, another chance to win. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. Sal is off, getting a little downtime before we, and we still have some more vacation coming before we really gear up for the fall, which is going to be awesome. Speaking of the fall, I just saw this on social media. Well, I mean, I knew that the Lions and the Giants in this joint session stuff had about three skirmishes. Daniel Jones jumped in. Now, you got to love it. And I know, you're the quarterback. Oh, I love it. I mean, you got to, you know, be incredibly reckless when you do that. But the fact that you're involved in that, I mean, we could say whatever we say about Daniel Jones, right? And how we view him and his Giants career so far. Guy's respected inside that locker room here. And I think that's just another example. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to be here beyond this year. We'll see what happens. We know the way the contract is structured, but good for him. And he even said he wants to play in the preseason opener. And we, you know, talked about Rodgers the other day. Now, I wouldn't play Rodgers in the preseason opener, but I would absolutely play him in that third game against the Giants again. Make no sense. Play last year, yeah. This year, no. Well, what happened? He's just rustier, you know, and a year older. Needs a little tune-up. So I would play him. I understand the pushback on that. Why push it? Well, but Daniel Jones playing in the opener would seem a little, you know, in the preseason opener. That seems a little ambitious, but you got to respect it. You do. You got to respect the heart there. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. John's in Bayonne. Let's get back to the calls here. What's up, John?
Hey, BT, I'll tell you right now, I'm dead red with you with Torres, but I got to say one thing. Ricky Ricardo does a great job announcing.
I agree. I love him. I love him.
I think he should stay. I mean, I told him, I said, I don't care if you sound like Sterling call home runs or whatever. Your flair is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that cool jazz was cool. I love that.
He's got style. He's got some flair. He's also got substance. He's very good. I think I'm not just saying this, oh, everybody's good. I mean, everybody's different. I think Justin's good. I think they're good. I think that Ricky's like quirky, and I like quirky. I like a little wacky because that's John. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think if Ricky winds up walking away from that or with that job, I think it will be well-earned, and I think he'd be fantastic. I think he's very good. I agree.
All right, now with Torres, you know, and it's a shame because when he first came on the scene, he was dynamite. I was like, wow, this is going to be the next Willie Randolph, you know, Robinson Cano, stuck at second base, banging 30 home runs. You know, Willie didn't hit home runs, but he played excellent defense. And then, I don't know what happened. I don't know, like, what switch turned on and off, but the guy got one minute he could be best, and the next minute he does stupid things. The other day, he cost us three runs.
I know.
Three runs.
I know.
We could have won that game.
Yep. I mean, go ahead.
The error, the base running, I mean, right there. And it's sad because, you know what, though? Honestly, you know, he doesn't want to go third base. Chaz went to third base, and, I mean, he's playing fantastic. Wow. Kid's lightning. But he's an athlete.
He is. And you know what? Most importantly, you know what he is? He's an adaptable athlete. Where's he playing? Third base. Ah, what did Gleyber Torres said? I'm not playing. I'm a second baseman. Imagine the audacity, you know, pulling that stunt with all the things. I guess he just doesn't hear the criticism. I guess he doesn't listen to the fan, because if he listened to WFAN, he would know that, you know, we have been highly critical and very tired of his act for a while. He is a lazy, losing player. He is. You know, the other thing about Torres, too, and it's not going to really matter because I don't think he's going to be here after this year. I don't think his body's going to age particularly well. You know, for a second baseman, a little thick, which is fine if you're mashing, you know, home runs like he did a couple of years ago. But, you know, he's not fast. He's not a power hitter. And he's not a heads-up player. He's not a high average hitter. Like, I mean, the bottom line with Gleyber Torres, and it's sad because he's so talented, but at what point do you stop saying that? And before you know, he's going to be 30. Like, there's more deficiencies in his game, I think, than there are pluses. You know, you're not going to say that he's got plus power. He doesn't have plus speed. He doesn't have plus IQ. He just doesn't. Let me get Mike in New Rochelle. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, but a little less. How you been, brother? How was your weekend? Everything good?
Yeah, real good. Right, really, really good. Thank you, Mike.
Can I speak to Little Hoff? Is that possible?
No, that was awesome. You cannot. You cannot. Only I could do that, Mike.
That was awesome.
We got to roll them out awesome. In small doses.
I thought Sal was on helium for a second. I was like, what the hell is going on over here?
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, first of all, you know, Mets, wake up, get it right before you get home. They got to get it right. They got to wake up, get it right. But are there any trades or moves that I missed in the last couple of weeks? That I overlooked
for baseball.
With the Yankees.
Well, I mean, Flaherty went and pitched seven innings. You know, Flaherty pitched well. He got dealt. We know that.
The Yankees made. Yeah.
No. They brought in Jazz Chisholm. They brought in the two relievers.
Now I told you about a little less than a month ago. You remember the call? I said Jazz Chisholm is going to be on your team. All right, you could look back and you could look it up. All right, I just seen it coming. You know, that was great.
Yeah, I didn't disagree. I thought that was going to be a target. And listen, I think they got a favorable read from Jeter. I think that obviously the familiarity with Mattingly. I think they spoke to Donnie about that. Donnie managed him. He has a chance to be. I mean, he is unique. You know what my favorite? I think my favorite. I mean, the home runs are awesome. I loved that line drive to left field yesterday. That was just beautiful. Boom. That's what they teach you. Hands back, rip it the other way. And the double steal with Volpe, and that's one of the reasons, if you just tune it in, to me, the Yankees, they look like a World Series team. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but they've got the pieces to get there, and I haven't felt that for a while. And yes, there was a little bit of a microcosm there. Leiter coming out, getting some big outs. Yankees creating some runs on the bases with Chisholm and Volpe on the double steal. And they haven't been doing that for a while. Ben's in Wayne, New Jersey. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, you were just talking about Gleyber's lazy, and I completely agree. And what's really frustrating me now, I've been saying it for about a month and a half.
Yep.
How isn't Oswaldo Cabrera starting at least every other day?
I don't think he's good enough.
You don't think so?
No, don't get me wrong. To start every day, I think he's good as a back-of-the-roster guy or a young player. I like him. I don't know that he's a starter. I think if he starts, he's a 240 hitter. I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, what is Gleyber right now?
Yeah, no,
what
I got
DJ?
You. I
you know
you.
What I'm saying?
Trust me. I know. I get it.
And he can play anywhere. I mean, you're talking about Jazz is an adaptable player. Oswaldo, I mean, last year he was talking about maybe playing catcher, taking reps at catcher.
I like him. Listen, Ben, yeah. I like him. I'm not saying to get rid of him. I think he's one of those fringe. Again, I could be wrong. I think the more he plays, I think the more he would get exposed. I think, but I like him.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
That's
I
all
just
I'm saying.
I think he's earned a little more credit than what he's got this year. I don't know. I think he's a very good clutch player in my
opinion. Usually when he's out there in a clutch spot, he makes a play, whether it's on defense or offense.
I think that that's a pretty good read. That, I think you're right. Like, his heartbeat doesn't speed up. I think some young players get overwhelmed. That's not the case with him. I just think that he's a little limited as a hitter. But he does have a penchant for stepping up, you know, some moments where it matters. Even and let's face it, I mean, outside of Juan Soto and Volpe for the first, what, month of the season, he was the third best player. Judge was awful, as we know. You know, Wells wasn't playing a ton yet. He wasn't doing much when he did. Trevino wasn't doing a ton. He was, you know, DJ was hurt. I mean, you know the Yankee roster, so you don't have to run through everything chapter and verse. But those were the three guys. I mean, Soto was the man, and Cabrera had some really nice moments, and Volpe was terrific. So, but then he started to play more, and I think he got exposed a little bit. But you need guys like that on the roster. And the appeal with Cabrera and why I was actually vouching for him to play more is because when he played, he represented an injection of energy, which is a great thing. But now with Chisholm bringing energy and more talent, I feel like he could be more in that super sub role, because now you're not rolling out two or three dead wood. He's a good culture guy. I like him. I just think he's a little limited.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, big baseball day on The Fan. Obviously, talking about the Yanks and the Mets. A little college football as well. Let's get back to the phones. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019 is our number. Let me get Tony in Ridgewood. What's going on, Tony? You're on The Fan. How are you?
Okay, how you doing? All right, listen, first of all, just wanted to give the props to Hoff. He's the coolest. Now, as far as you're concerned...
Do you know Hoff?
Only from the station.
Yeah, yeah. So what, you're talking about Big Hoff or Little Hoff? I'm confused. Who's the coolest, Little Hoff or Big Hoff? You mean Big Hoff?
I don't know. Is there two different Hoffs?
Well, there's the Little Hoff I just had on the air, and then there's his dad, who's our producer.
Oh, no. I missed that. I'm sorry. I got you. Speaking of heads, I've only saw your head in the New York Post or on Facebook, but up to last week... I saw you and Sal came on, and you did the Evan and Tiki show, and I saw the head of Brandon Tierney on the body of Bruno Sammartino. I had this knee-jerk reaction to, I remembered when McGurk had the boxing match with Sid.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
my thing is, I would like to see you. Now, I used to drive Jay Glazer.
Okay.
Back when he was married. Okay.
Okay.
And I shook his hand. It was like shaking hands with a plier.
Yeah,
he's 54. He's older than you, but it would be great if you could build up over the course of the NFL season.
Yeah,
the two of you having a match, it would be.
I want to fight Jake? I don't know Jay well. I like him. I'll box Jay.
No.
I think he's anyway. Like, I actually think he studies MMA.
Yeah, but he got heavy. He's heavy. You could handle him. I'm telling you.
I appreciate it.
All right, let me just get to the Yankees. Just Yankees. All right, listen.
Here's the call.
I know why they're batting Stanton in front of Chisholm.
Because they're paying him $30 million a year. Why?
Right, and right, and they think that he'll get the pitches, but they really need to switch. Don't you agree? They need to switch them two around.
I don't know. I don't know that I fully committed myself. Thanks for the call there, Tony. What's the perfect optimal Yankee lineup this year? I don't know. I want to give Stanton a little more room to find himself. It's odd because Stanton came back in his first game. He had a base hit up the middle. He had a line drive to right field, which is generally a good foreshadow for him of things to come. And then over the weekend, bases juiced. He looked absolutely lost on. Was that Saturday? I don't even know. I think it was. I may have been Sunday. Who knows? But he got tied up on a sinker. He missed it by a mile. didn't have a real quality at bat, and some empty swings. I don't know. I mean, Stanton's going to go on a heater at some point. He's going to hit, you know, 5 home runs in 8 games. It's just, it's coming. That's Stanton. And then he's going to be 1-for-20, and then he'll probably tweak something again. You know, but he's been, you know, he's resurrected himself a little bit this year. I'm not here to just kick dirt on Stanton. Stanton for the first, you know, month and a half was good. Let me get Eric in Queens. Eric, what's happening?
Hey, Sal, how's it going, man? First time, long time.
Yep. Not Sal.
I just wanted to say, how you doing, brother? So about the Mets, I understand they were playing pretty not that great the last couple of days. What is it, 168 average since July 14th? But with this team, the way it's constructed and all the how they're gelling, I really think they have a chance to at least make, if not the second wild card spot, definitely squeeze in there, the third. Yep. Why do you feel so strongly that they are not even going to make the wild card? Because I really think if they can gel and give something what they did in the last couple months, they have a chance, man. I really think they have a chance.
Yeah, no, they do have a chance. I didn't say they don't have a chance. I'm just saying I think that when it's all said and done, they won't be among the three final, you know, three teams in the playoffs. Wild card.
Even with we have 7 games with Philly coming up.
I know what you have. I know what you got. I got it. You got the Rockies coming up. You got St. Louis today. You got the Seattle Mariners. You finish up with Philly, and Philly's at the back end of the schedule. I know what they have. I think they're limited. I think those other teams have more talent. Doesn't mean I'll be right. That's what I think is going to happen.
I just want. I don't know, man. I feel like this. You think because what with the pickups we made, or with the team just how it's constructed right now?
Eric. I just think it's a team in transition. That's all. I mean. And by the way, this is incredibly consistent with what I thought the Mets would be coming into the year. Well, hold on. Let me take that back. I actually thought they'd be a little worse. I remember saying like 79. Remember, I've been since high 70s. I think they'll be, yeah, you tell me they go 81 and 81. Okay. You tell me they go 83 and I start doing math now, whatever. The 83, 79. What is that? Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I think the Padres are better. And I don't think the Braves will collapse enough. I think that they will be right there till the end of the year. But I think of all the teams that are vying for those three spots, I think they're a little less talented. That's it. You know? Let me get Jimmy in Charleston, South Carolina. I think you want to chime in on the college football thing. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, BT, how are you?
Hey, Jim.
I'm originally from New York, and college football was ranked 4th behind the Jets, the Mets, and the Knicks. I've been in the South now for about 15 years.
Yep.
Obviously, college football is very popular down here. I can tell you that college football is alive and well down here simply because of the change of the playoff format, right? You have some of these secondary teams, especially in the SEC, that beat each other up. That feel like they have an opportunity to get in and get hot and win a national championship. So, you know, I go back and forth between the Clemson area, Georgia, and Athens. And I can just tell you, BT, these fans are fired up down here.
Well, Jim, I don't doubt that. What are you kidding me? I'm saying for myself, it's dead.
Yep.
And by the way, I'll watch some games. Of course, I'll watch the elite teams. Yeah, I'll check in here and there. Sure. It doesn't mean anything in my world anymore. I have checked out in terms of caring, in terms of having like any sort of emotional care. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to fake it. Like, listen, I remember when I first got into this business, I felt like I had to watch everything and I felt like I had to know everything. Now that ended a long time ago because you just learn to know what's important, especially in the market that you're in. And this is my market because I'm from here. I don't care about college football. I know that some of you do. It means zero for the strength of the show. It means zero for the strength of the station. And I'm not saying that ratings will be down across, you know, whether it's CBS or Fox, the big games, or ESPN. I don't know. They might be up. I'm not saying that you won't bet on them. I'm not saying that there's not amazing players and hotbed fervent fan bases, of course, like Athens, like Columbus, like Ann Arbor. That goes without saying. I know that. I'm saying I don't care. I don't care. I mean, there's a chance. It's incredible. Like, unless it's like, say, Ohio State, Michigan, or USC, you know, something with some historical relevance, or, you know, and I will follow Rutgers a little bit this year. That I will say. I will follow them a little bit. They're on, I'll watch them. I hope they win. But there is a better chance than not that, like, I'm just a crazy channel surfer. Ding, 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 ding. Like, I don't wait long. I know what I want. I'm looking for stuff. Boom, bounce around. I will probably watch, not probably, I will absolutely unequivocally watch politics more than I watch college football, and it's not even going to be close. Not even going to be close. Now, the baseball, the football, you know, I love the Knicks. I still like, you know, still really, even though the NBA is not what it was to me either, but I still love it. I still love the Big East. I watch golf all the time. College football, I'm sorry, it died a slow death, you know? Now, I'm not going to pretend I love it. I don't. I used to. Timmy's in Mayapack. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, John. Thanks for my call.
Yep.
I want to talk about the center fielder for the Yankees last night, dropping the ball, Chisholm or Chasm. I forget.
Who's that, Mickey Rivers?
Those guys. When the guy dropped the ball, like, you could tell that he didn't even call for the ball. It's like minor league baseball. Little league baseball, you call for the ball. He doesn't even open his mouth, and you see it more often. Like last year, I was watching Bader. Bader's wearing a mouthpiece in his mouth.
Yep.
And nobody can hear you calling for the baseball. You know, I don't understand why at this level they can't open their mouth and call for the ball. And another point I like to make about the Giants. Like, the Giants took with Neil at right tackle. He's a lost case. He's not a right tackle. I believe they destroyed that kid's career because they're not going to, obviously, they're not going to sign him to his contract next year.
No.
Because, and they brought, and he's never, you got to give the guy a little leeway because the guy's never played right tackle. And you draft him as left tackle. His whole life he's played left tackle. And a lot of people can't move left as much as they move right. And mark my word, when the Giants release him, he's going to go to some team and play at the left side, and he's going to turn into a decent ball player.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he might. It's just not working here. Doesn't mean he can't have a... Doesn't mean he can't piece together a decent season, but yeah, I mean, he just doesn't seem like he's going to be around a long time. The communication in the outfield, not here, is, I mean, they still talk to each other. I know a lot of things have changed in sports, but I can promise you, thanks for the call, that outfielders still communicate. Yesterday was different, first of all, and they said this during the game. Number one, you got Judge in left, all right, to give Verdugo a reset here. So he's used to playing center, and he's used to going for everything. And so is Grisham. And then, you know, so I think Judge, I think his route, I don't have an issue with this. I prefer to be aggressive than passive in the outfield. Go for it, and then somebody calls you off, back up, or get out of his way, right? So Judge went for it, and Grisham was, you know, rolling to his right, Grisham's right, towards the left center. And I just, at this part, you might not want to hear this. I just think he got spooked that there's somebody who's 6'8", 285 pounds, running at him, which I get. You know, I'm not saying communication was optimal there. I mean, you got to catch that. And there wasn't any contact. At first, I thought there was contact. There wasn't. And he just kind of short-armed it. You know, we could sit here and say, oh, how do you drop a pop-up? They're not robots. That's how. You know? Yeah, listen. Grisham's a guy. I don't care what the average says. And I don't care about, you know, when he loafed after that base hit a month or so ago. And Boone gave him a pass. He's got a spot on this team. Got down the bunt over the weekends, hit a couple of good home runs, you know, bigger home runs, and he's made some great plays out there. I mean, that was a butcher job, but it happens. And the Bader stuff was this year, too, with Nimmo. There was some miscommunication in left field. But, I mean, we think that these guys are perfect. Can't drop a ball. Come on. You know? Imagine hearing Aaron Judge like running, and you can peripherally, you know, he's coming at you. You're not gonna short arm the ball a little bit. It's, I mean, you know, Grisham's, he's fine. He's a good culture guy. I like him. I just think he's a little limited.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, big baseball day on The Fan. Obviously, talking about the Yanks and the Mets. A little college football as well. Let's get back to the phones. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019 is our number. Let me get Tony in Ridgewood. What's going on, Tony? You're on The Fan. How are you?
Okay, how you doing? All right, listen, first of all, just wanted to give the props to Hoff. He's the coolest. Now, as far as you're concerned,
Do you know Hoff?
Only from the station.
Yeah, yeah. What, you're talking about Big Hoff or Little Hoff? I'm confused. Who's the coolest, Little Hoff or Big Hoff? You mean Big Hoff?
I don't know. Is there two different Hoffs?
Well, there's the Little Hoff I just had on the air, and then there's his dad, who's our producer.
Oh, no. I missed it. I'm sorry. I went over my head. Speaking of heads, I've only saw your head in the New York Post or on Facebook, but up to last week, I saw you and Sal came on, and you did the Evan and Tiki show, and I saw the head of Brandon Tierney on the body of Bruno Sammartino. I had this knee-jerk reaction to, I remembered when McGurk had the boxing match with Sid.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
my thing is, I would like to see you. Now, I used to drive Jay Glazer.
Okay.
Back when he was married. Okay.
Okay.
And I shook his hand and was like shaking hands with a plier.
Yeah,
he's 54. He's older than you, but it would be great if you could build up over the course of the NFL season.
Yeah,
the two of you having a match, it would be.
Why in the world would I want to fight Jay Glazer? I don't know Jay I like him. Box Jay?
No.
I think he's I actually think he studies MMA.
Yeah, but he got heavy. He's heavy. You could handle him. I'm telling you.
I appreciate it. Let me just get to the Yankees.
All right, listen.
Here's the call.
I know why they're batting Stanton in front of Chisholm.
Because they're paying him $30 million a year. Why?
Right, and they think that he'll get the pitches, but they really need to switch. Don't you agree? They need to switch them two around.
I don't know. I don't know that I fully committed myself. Thanks for the call, there, Tony. A little bit of everything, Tony. What's the perfect optimal Yankee lineup this year? I don't know. I want to give Stanton a little more room to find himself. It's odd because Stanton came back in his first game. He had a base hit up the middle. He had a line drive to right field, which is generally a good foreshadow for him of things to come. And then over the weekend, bases juiced. He looked absolutely lost on. Was that Saturday? I don't even know. I think it was. I may have been Sunday. Who knows? But he got tied up on a sinker. He missed it by a mile. Didn't have a real quality at bat. Some empty swings. I don't know. I mean, Stanton's going to go on a heater at some point. He's going to hit five home runs in eight games. It's coming. That's Stanton. And then he's going to be 1-for-20. And then he'll probably tweak something again. But he's been. He's resurrected himself a little bit this year. I'm not here to just kick dirt on Stanton. Stanton for the first month and a half was good. Let me get Eric in Queens. Eric, what's happening?
Hey, Sal, how's it going, man? First time, long time.
Yep. Not Sal.
I just want to say, how you doing, brother? So about the Mets, I understand they were playing pretty not that great the last couple of days. What is it, 168 average since July 14th? But with this team, the way it's constructed and all the how they're gelling, I really think they have a chance to at least make. If not the second wild card spot, definitely squeeze in there. The third, why do you feel so strongly that they are not even going to make the wild card? Because I really think if they can gel and give something what they did in the last couple months, they have a chance, man. I really think they have a chance.
Yeah, no, they do have a chance. I didn't say they don't have a chance. I'm just saying I think that when it's all said and done, they won't be among the three final, three teams in the playoffs. Wild card.
Even with we have seven games with Philly coming up.
I know what you have. I got it. You got the Rockies coming up. You got St. Louis today. You got the Seattle Mariners. You finish up with Philly and Phillies at the back end of the schedule. I know what they have. I just I think the Mets, so, I think they're limited. I think those other teams will have more talent. Doesn't mean I'll be right. That's what I think is going to happen.
I just want, I don't know, man. I feel like this, you think because, what, with the pickups we made or with the team just how it's constructed right now?
No, I just think, really, you know, Eric, I just think it's a team in transition. That's all. I mean, I and by the way, this is incredibly consistent with what I thought the Mets would be coming into the year. Well, hold on. Let me take that back. I actually thought they'd be a little worse. I remember saying like 79. Remember, I've been since high 70s. I think they'll be, yeah, you tell me they go 81 and 81. Okay. You tell me they go 83 and I start doing math now, whatever. What is that? Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I think the Padres are better. And I don't think the Braves will collapse enough. I think that they will be right there till the end of the year. But I think of all the teams that are vying for those three spots, I think they're a little less talented. That's it. You know? Let me get Jimmy in Charleston, South Carolina. I think you want to chime in on the college football thing. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, BT, how are you?
Hey, Jim.
I'm originally from New York, and college football was ranked fourth behind the Jets, the Mets, and the Knicks. I've been in the South now for about 15 years.
Yep.
Obviously, college football is very popular down here. I can tell you that college football is alive and well down here simply because of the change of the playoff format, mm-hmm. right? You have some of these secondary teams, especially in the SEC, that beat each other up, that feel like they have an opportunity to get in and get hot
yep.
and win a national championship. So, you know, I go back and forth between the Clemson area, Georgia, and Athens. And I can just tell you, BT, these fans are fired up down here.
Well, Jim, I don't doubt that. What are you kidding me? I'm saying for myself, it's dead.
Yep.
And by the way, I'll watch some games. Of course, I'll watch the elite teams. Yeah, I'll check in here and there. Sure. It doesn't mean anything in my world anymore. I have checked out in terms of caring, in terms of having like any sort of emotional care. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to fake it. Like, listen, I remember when I first got into this business, I felt like I had to watch everything and I felt like I had to know everything. Now that ended a long time ago because you just learn to know what's important, especially in the market that you're in. And this is my market because I'm from here. I don't care about college football. I know that some of you do. It means zero for the strength of the show. It means zero for the strength of the station. And I'm not saying that ratings will be down across, you know, whether it's CBS or Fox, the big games, or ESPN. I don't know. They might be up. I'm not saying that you won't bet on them. I'm not saying that there's not amazing players and hotbed fervent fan bases. Of course, like Athens, like Columbus, like Ann Arbor. That goes without saying. I know that. I'm saying I don't care. I don't care. I mean, there's a chance. It's incredible. Like, unless it's like, say, Ohio State, Michigan, or USC, you know, something with some historical relevance, or, you know, and I will follow Rutgers a little bit this year. That I will say. I will follow them a little bit. If they're on, I'll watch them. I hope they win. But there is a better chance than not that, like, I'm just a crazy channel surfer. Ding, 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 ding. Like, I don't wait long. I know what I want. I'm looking for stuff. Boom, bounce around. I will probably watch, not probably, I will absolutely unequivocally watch politics more than I watch college football, and it's not even going to be close. Not even going to be close. Now, the baseball, the football, you know, I love the Knicks. I still like, you know, still really, even though the NBA is not what it was to me either, but I still love it. I still love the Big East. I watch golf all the time. College football, I'm sorry, it died a slow death, you know? I'm not going to pretend I love it. I don't. I used to. Timmy's in Mayapack. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, John. Thanks for my call.
Yep.
I want to talk about the center fielder for the Yankees last night, dropping the ball, Chisholm or Chasm. I forget.
Who's that, Mickey Rivers?
Those guys. When the guy dropped the ball, like, you could tell that he didn't even call for the ball. It's like minor league baseball, little league baseball. You call for the ball. He doesn't even open his mouth. And and you see it more often. Like last year, I was watching Vader. Vader's wearing a mouthpiece in his mouth.
Yep.
And nobody can hear you calling for the baseball. You know, I don't understand why they, at this level they can't open their mouth and call for the for a ball. And another point I like to make about the Giants, like the Giants took with Neil at right tackle. He's a lost case. He's not a right tackle. I believe they destroyed that kid's career because they're not going to they're not going to sign him to his contract next year.
No.
And they brought and he's definitely, you got to give the guy a little leeway because the guy's never played right tackle and you draft him as left tackle. His whole life he's played left tackle and a lot of people can't move left as much as they move right. And mark my word, when the Giants release him, he's going to go to some team and play at the left side, and he's going to turn into a decent ball player.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he might. It's just not working here. Doesn't mean he can't have a... doesn't mean he can't piece together a decent season, but yeah, I mean, he just doesn't seem like he's going to be around a long time. The communication in the outfield, not here, is, I mean, they still talk to each other. I know a lot of things have changed in sports, but I can promise you, thanks for the call, that outfielders still communicate. Yesterday was different, first of all, and they said this during the game. Number one, you got Judge in left, all right, to give Verdugo a reset here. So he's used to playing center, and he's used to going for everything, and so is Grisham. And then, you know, so I think Judge, I think his route, I don't have an issue with this. I prefer to be aggressive than passive in the outfield. Go for it, and then somebody calls you off, back up, or get out of his way. Right? So Judge went for it, and Grisham was, you know, rolling to his right, Grisham's right, towards the left center. And I just, at this part, you might not want to hear this. I just think he got spooked that there's somebody who's 6'8", 285 pounds, running at him, which I get, you know? I'm not saying communication was optimal there. I mean, you got to catch that. And there wasn't any contact. At first, I thought there was contact. There wasn't. And he just kind of short-armed it. You know, we could sit here and say, oh, how do you drop a pop-up? They're not robots. That's how. You know? Yeah, listen. Grisham's a guy. I don't care what the average says. And I don't care about, you know, when he loafed after that base hit a month or so ago. And boom, game a pass. It's got a spot on this team. Got down the bunt over the weekends. Hit a couple of good home runs. You know, bigger home runs. And he's made some great plays out there. I mean, that was a butcher job, but it happens. And the Bader stuff was this year too. With Nimmo, there was some missing communication in left field. But I mean, we think that these guys are perfect. Can't drop a ball. Come on. You know, imagine hearing Aaron Judge like running, and you can peripherally, you know, he's coming at you. You're not gonna. Short arm the ball a little bit. It's, I mean, you know, Grisham's, he's fine.